But I thought that to introduce the work to you, I should just read you a few selected verses. They're just ones that caught my eye or ones that are particular favourites of mine. And I'm going to start with what probably the most famous of the verses from the Dhammapada, the first two verses from the section of pairs. Experiences are preceded by mind, led by mind, and produced by mind. If one speaks or acts with an impure mind, suffering follows, even as the cartwheel follows the hoof of the ox drawing the cart. Experiences are preceded by mind, led by mind, and produced by mind. If one speaks or acts with a pure mind, happiness follows like a shadow that never departs. So clear, so simple, so direct. So next, one that's again very simple but very, very far-reaching. If by renouncing a limited happiness one would see an abundant happiness, let the spiritually mature person, having regard to the abundant happiness, sacrifice the limited happiness. This makes sense. Now, one, just to show you that the Dhammapada can bite, just in case you think it's all nice, easy, general aphorisms. Cut down the whole forest, not just one tree. From the forest arises fear. Cutting down both wood and brushwood, be out of the wood, almsman. To the extent that one has not cut down that last little bit of this brushwood of the craving of man for woman, to that extent his mind will be fettered as the sucking calf to its mother. Cut off your sticky affection, as one plucks with one's hand the white autumnal lotus. Develop the way of peace, the nirvana taught by the happy one. So it's not always comfortable. And of course, one can change round it where necessary. Man for woman, woman for man for man, woman for woman. It's not no respecter of persons, the Dhammapada. But the Dhammapada can bite, and there's plenty more bite in it. But there's a very important one to us in the FWBO. In a way, it's a foundational text for us. Many people, out of fear, flee for refuge to sacred hills, woods, groves, trees, and shrines. In reality, this is not a safe refuge. In reality, this is not the best refuge. Fleeing to such a refuge, one is not released from all suffering. He who goes for refuge to the enlightened one, to the truth, and to the spiritual community, and who sees with perfect wisdom the four Aryan truths, namely suffering, the origin of suffering, the passing beyond suffering, and the Aryan Eightfold Way leading to pacification of suffering, for him this is a safe refuge. For him this is the best refuge. Having gone to such a refuge, one is released from all suffering. Then, one on the Buddha. That enlightened one, whose sphere is endless, whose victory is irreversible, and after whose victory no defilements remain to be conquered, by what track will you lead him astray, the trackless one? That enlightened one in whom there is not that ensnaring, entangling craving to lead anywhere in conditioned existence, and whose sphere is endless, by what track will you lead him astray, the trackless one? And finally, what to me seem the most beautiful verses in the Dhammapada, and beautifully translated. Happy indeed we live, friendly amid the haters. Among men who hate, we dwell free from hate. Happy indeed we live, healthy amid the sick. Among men who are sick, we dwell free from sickness. Happy indeed we live, content amid the greedy. Among men who are greedy, we dwell free from greed. Happy indeed we live, we for whom there are no possessions. Feeders on rapture shall we be, like the gods of brilliant light.